वृंदावन धाम। सो टुडे टुडे इज टुडे वी आर गोइंग टू डू वृंदावन परिक्रमा। टुडे इज एकादशी एंड ऑन एकादशी इन वृंदावन, ऑन एकादशी, ऑन पूर्णिमा, ऑन अमावस्या, इवन ऑन ऑर्डिनरी डेज पीपल ऑलवेज डू परिक्रमा। हाउएवर ऑन एकादशी द लार्ज नंबर ऑफ पीपल गैदर टू डू वृंदावन परिक्रमा। सो बिफोर स्टार्टिंग वृंदावन परिक्रमा आई लाइक टू शेयर स्क्रीन। बिफोर स्टार्ट वृंदावन परिक्रमा आई लाइक टू स्पीक लिटिल बिट ऑन परिक्रमा, देन वी विल कंटिन्यू आवर वृंदावन परिक्रमा। राधे श्याम विंडो। ओके, सो वृंदावन परिक्रमा। The Vrindavan Parikrama is undoubtedly the most popular Parikrama in the region, with many local residents performing Parikrama every single day of their lives. The Vrindavan Parikrama path is approximately 10 km long, can take around 2 hours to complete. The Parikrama of Vrindavan is known as Panchakoshi Parikrama because the original Parikrama path covered a distance of 10 miles. Panchakoshi or Ekoshi is approximately 2 miles. However, today the Parikrama covered just 6 miles because urban development has altered the course of the Parikrama path and has even inevitably shortened it by a few miles. Whoever performed Vrindavan Parikrama simultaneously circumambulates over 5,000 temples of Radha and Krishna located within the holy city, including the 7 Goswami temple. On major festival days of the Vedic calendar, a steady stream of pilgrimage can be seen. Pilgrims can be seen performing parikrama around Vrindavan from the early morning till late night. Till late at night. Important Parikrama days are Ram Navami, Janmashtami, Radha Ashtami, Deepavali, Govardhan Puja, Bhai Bhai Dooj, Hariyali Tij, Akshay Navami, and rare evening Parikrama known as Van Bihar Parikrama or Dvitiya in the lunar month of Jyeshtha, Krishna Paksha, the third day of Narsingha Chaturdashi. During the sacred leap month known as Purushottam Mass, thousands do parikrama every day of the month and many perform arduous dandavat parikrama by offering their obeisances while lying full length on the ground, then standing up and moving forward a few paces to again offer dandavat obeisances at the spot where their fingertips have touched the ground. The Dandavat Parikrama can take around 12 to 15 hours or more, and many pilgrims spend the entire day and night performing Dandavat Parikrama. On each Ekadashi day, which occurs twice a Vrindavan Parikrama as Pivrat. The big Ekadashi Parikrama occurred at the time of Holi and on Dwadashya Ekadashi as well as Dev Uthan Ekadashi. There is also a Parikrama on each full moon day as well as on the dark moon, that is Amavasya. So today is Dev Uthan Ekadashi. So the Vrindavan Parikrama followed by Raghav Pandit. Raghav Pandit, no, he also did Parikrama later after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the Bhakti Ratnakar, it is said that leaving Bhojanstal on the last leg of the Brajmandal Parikrama, Raghav Pandit along with his companion Srinivas Acharya and Narottam Das jubilantly started towards the most sacred forest of Vrindavan, going to the northmost point where the Yamuna River first meets Vrindavan. They stopped at the northernmost point where the Yamuna River first meet Vrindavan. They stopped at Sonrakh, which was situated at the far end of the Kaliahid. This is the lake with the Yamuna in which the serpent Kalyanag had previously lived, where Sauvari Muni had the ashram and where he performed meditation while submerged within the water of the sacred river. Next they visited Kalia Ghat, Dwadashi Ghat, Dwadash Aditya Ghat, Praskandan Ghat, Surya Ghat, Advaita Ghat, Shringarvat, Govinda Ghat, Ras Sthali, Chir Ghat, Keshi Ghat, Nidhivan, Dhir Samir Ghat, Vanshivat, Gopeshwar Mahadev, Brahma Kund, Venukoop, and then to Davanal Kund. After that, they went to meet Srila Jiva Goswami at the Radha Damodar Mandir to inform him about all the places they have visited on their ecstatic parikrama around Braj Mandal. The parikrama of Vrindavan mentioned in Bhakti Ratnakar began at Sonrakh village, which is not considered to be a part of the present-day Vrindavan parikrama. Thus, the nearest point of the present-day parikrama is Sonrakh, as is Raman Rethi. The Vrindavan parikrama mentioned in the book start from the Krishna Balram tree in Raman Rethi. However, one can start Vrindavan parikrama from any point of the Vrindavan parikrama path, but it must be end at the same place for it to be considered to be a full parikrama of Vrindavan. So the Vrindavan parikrama is of two types. One is the inner parikrama and another is the outer parikrama. So the inner parikrama consists of a lot of important temples. So far we were doing inner parikrama. Every day I try to show you some places. Kaliadaha, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Damodar, and many temples we covered. So all those were inner parikrama. And today we will do outer parikrama. So let's begin our outer parikrama.
Jai Jai Sri Radhesham. Sri Radhesham. Hare Krishna, thank you for blessing.
So today is Dev Uttan Ekadashi, and it's as per scripture, today is the day when demigods they wake up. So today is a huge festival in all the houses of Braj. They carry sugar cane. The sugar cane, not juice, but the whole plant or tree, whatever you call, they carry that with them, and then they used to worship that sugar cane with sindoor. They offer lamb, and on the next day, on the day of Dwadashi, they used to eat within their family. So let me show you the parikrama. So today morning, I did parikrama with my family. However, today it's believed that one should do two places parikrama or three places or sometimes one places. So today we did Vrindavan parikrama. So this parikrama is going to be around 35 minutes long, and it's just next to ISKCON Vrindavan. My house is almost 10-15 minutes away from ISKCON Vrindavan, and so. So today there was a huge crowd on the road. Millions or less than millions people were doing Vrindavan parikrama. So I try to show you as the way the parikrama was, and in between I'll show you some important places too. So this is a Dhanuka hotel. And
uh, There's another way to go to ISKCON temple. Opposite of that, there is a good Ayurvedic doctor too. Okay. So I was trying to say, like, you know, people, even those who don't have hand or something, legs, even they are doing parikrama, including small children, and everyone doing without slipper. Most of them are doing without slipper. And on that occasion, there are some small businessmen, they open their different shop on the parikrama path. And so next to ISKCON temple, you will find a junction where three roads connect, one on the left side, another on the right side, and another goes straight. Actually, four roads connect. So this junction, this particular point, and there you will see a tree. As on the center, there is a tree. This tree is called, do you see the tree? This tree is called Krishna Balram tree. Krishna Balram tree. And it is this place is also known as Ramandrethi. So earlier, River Yamuna Maya used to pass from this very place, which is now Vrindavan Parikrama Path. So River Yamuna used to pass from the same place, and on the bank of Yamuna, there is always a lot of sand. So Krishna and Balram used to come to this place to play on sand. Even on they climb on that particular tree also. That's why the name of this area near to ISKCON temple is known as Raman Rethi. Raman means one who is playing or traveling or roaming around, and Rethi means sand. So Krishna used to roam around with his brother Balram on the sand of Vrindavan. So that's why there is two Ramandrethi in Brajmandal. One is in Vrindavan and another one is in Gokul. So next to Ramandrethi, we will see there is a Bhaktivedanta hospital. Opposite of Bhaktivedanta hospital is Keli Kunj Ashram, where famous this ice cream dealer. So there is a famous Baba called Premanand Maharaj. His ashram is there on the opposite of Bhaktivedanta hospital. And next to Bhaktivedanta hospital is Adi Varaha Ghat. So the temple on the right hand side, this one is Adi Varaha Ghat. So Varaha Dev, when he saved Mother Earth from the Patal Lok, he took Mother Earth on his teeth, and he first appeared to this place, Varaha Ghat. He came out from the Kaliya Deha, and he came to this spot. Here Mother Earth were asking Varahadev that I have not yet established, and from where this land has come up. So then Varahadev said, no, that my place, this dham, this Brajmandal, even when universe get destroyed, it never get destroyed. It is eternal place. So then Varahadev spoke Mother Earth about all the glories of Brajmandal, and they did parikrama. Mother Earth, she did parikrama too. So this is one of the famous tree on parikrama marg, and people used to do parikrama or hug this tree as well with so loving heart. So it is believed on this is the exact spot of Gautam Rishi ashram. So it's mentioned in book that Gautam Rishi is one of the greatest sage of India. So his ashram was here. So many of many Indians have gotras. Gotra is a line which comes through Brahmaji. Brahmaji gave birth to many sages, and they from all those sages there's a whole population around the world comes up. So everything like trees, animals, insects, human being, male, female, different areas. So all comes, they all born through the sages. So that's why in India, it's still people know their gotras, like from which family line of Brahma they comes. So it is also believed that one should not get married in same gotra. The husband and wife gotra should not be same. If it's same, then the child or whoever born in that family may have some physical problem. Either he have a problem with hand or leg or something like that. So on the right hand side, now we are reaching to Madan Ter Ghat. So this is a place where Madan means Kamdev, Cupid. Cupid, he came when he heard that Krishna doing Ras dance with his gopis. So he came to throw the arrow of Kam, the arrow of lust on Krishna. This place is very beautiful, one of my very favorite place. I'll show you in next video someday. So he came to throw arrow. Fainted, he fall on the ground, and since then Krishna got a new name, that is Madan Mohan. Madan means this name of Cupid, and Mohan means one who attract Madan. So the name of Krishna is Madan Mohan, and Radharani got the name is Madan Mohan Mohini, means one who attract Cupid. He is Madan Mohan. And even he got attracted by Radharani. That's why the name of Radharani is Madan Mohan Mohini. So let's continue our parikrama. Sri Radhesh. Some kids shelling vegetable, some selling clothes. So now, so the place where we saw Krishna Balram tree, that place, next to that we saw Madan Ter Ghat. So as I told you that this parikrama path, no, earlier river Yamuna used to pass from this place. That's why all the holy places on the parikrama path got the name Ghat at the end of their name. Ghat means river bank. So like I said, Madan Ter Ghat. Now we are saying Iskon Goshala, but this is actually Go Ghat. Go means cow and ghat means river bank. So in this particular place, when Krishna fight with the Kaliya Nag, so on next day Nanda Baba called many priests to do yagya for the safety of Krishna, and then Nanda Baba, he offered many cows to the Brahmanas. It is also said that Krishna, while herding his cows, they used to come to this, cows used to come to this spot to drink water from Yamuna. And Krishna, he got, it is said that if anyone have some bad negativity on them, so if they bath with cow urine, so all negativity goes away. Even some women in India, they still use some little bit of cow dung or something. And they mix with their water, so that, and then they bath with that, because little bit, not too much, only little bit, so that no, all negativity goes away. Sometimes no, people stare on women in bad intention, so the staring is not good, so that no, that harm the woman's health, or even if she have a baby child who is drinking milk of mother. So that child got affected also. So one should use little bit of either cow urine or cow dung, and put that water or holy water then all those negativity goes away. So this currently the Goghat is now known as ISKCON Goshala. We have many cows over there, around I think around 800 or 600 cows are there, Bhaktivedanta Swami Goshala. So that's this place is known as Goghat. The see the millions of people were doing parikrama, and there's so many shops, flowers. Next to Goghat is Baba were doing So next to Goghat is Kaliaghat. So we have seen Kaliaghat, and today I show you how to go Kaliaghat. So if you do Vrindavan Parikrama, you will see Kaliaghat. We already had darshan of Kaliaghat before, so I'm not going to tell much on it. There's so many sugar cane, as I told you, the Devuttan Ekadashi. So the people offer sugar cane. The huge, they give whole sugar cane only with rupees 30. And now their Madan Mohan temple. So their huge temple. I love to see Madan Mohan temple even from distance. It's one of my favorite temple. Then we stop to take sugar cane juice. So then some people distribute milk today. So all the parikrama, those who are doing parikrama, they get free milk to drink. Even the old man, he got old, but he is doing parikrama. See the beautiful Madan Mohan temple. I really love this temple. This looks so beautiful, attractive. So we have also take darshan of Madan Mohan temple. See all the kids, they are doing parikrama by, you know, without wearing slipper. Okay, now some Matajis are doing kirtan. The group of Matajis, they always carry some musical instrument with them and sing Braj Geet. He wants to go to temple, so their sister and mother pulling him. Actually, I realized that, no, when women they sing together, they don't even need musical instrument. They sound very sweet singing a bhajan, especially the Braj Bhajan or Vaishnav Geet or Kirtan. So next, so that one we took darshan of Madan Ter Ghat. We already had darshan before. And this one is this. Earlier, this route was the way through which one can go to Banke Bihari temple. Just a minute, I'll show you. This one is the route to go to Banke Bihari temple earlier, but now one can go only to Madan Mohan temple or Advaita Vat or Ashtasakhi temple. Now the route for Banke Bihari has changed. See the Mataji carrying two two sugar cane or three sugar cane. Okay. So I'm showing you the route of Bankya Vihari temple too. So in case if you go, today I took darshan of Bankya Vihari and Radha Vallabh Lal. This is the route of Bankya Vihari temple. On the left hand side is a Jugal Ghat, where people used to go to take bath in Yamuna. It's very safe place there. Even I always go there with my family to take bath in Yamuna. Even 2 days back we were there. This Baba sitting under the tree, either it's a heavy rain, either it's too summer, either it's too winter, you will always see that Baba under the tree, under the same tree. He don't go anywhere. They see so many sugar cane, huge sell only by 30 rupees. These all are the different sweet potato and all. The old lady, she is doing parikrama. Okay. There's peacock feather. After around October, the peacock, they give up their feathers and the new feather comes. So the villagers now they used to collect those feathers and sell those feathers. Peacock feather. See, there's a cow dung on the wall. Still, villagers use this cow dung for cooking. Even we are thinking to. To make food in earthen cooking, kya bolte hai, item. Instead of using gas, we will use this cow dung, at least in winter, or some item. It's very healthy. There are so many shops and all. Hare Krishna. So now we are reaching to Imli Talla. I have not show you Imli Talla so far. We will do make a separate video of Imli Talla. Imli Talla is the place where Radharani used to come when she felt separation of Krishna. She used to come to this very spot of Imli Talla. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, whenever he do Vrindavan Parikrama, he used to sit under the Imli tree. Imli ko English mein kya bolte, bhul gaya. Tamarind tree.
Tamarind.
And yes, and he used to take darshan of Yamuna river. This is Radhana is one of the very favorite place. There is one story regarding that. In Vrindavan, you will not find any tamarind tree. Why so? Because it believed that when Radharani was going to Seva Kunj, decorating herself very nicely for the Ras dance, then suddenly, accidentally, her leg fall. She put her leg on a imli, tamarind fruit. On that, she put her leg, and all the alta means a kind of. Even I have alta. A few days back, I decorated as Krishna, so they put alta. So the women of India, they put alta like that. So Radharani also did alta. It's a part of decoration, a part of Sola Shringar. And what happened is that her alta got spread and she became very upset. And so she said, no, because of you, there is a obstacle in Krishna's service. So I curse you that you will not reappear in Vrindavan. Means in Vrindavan there will be no other Imli tree. So outside of Vrindavan there is a lot of tamarind tree, but within Vrindavan there is no such tamarind tree. So although she cursed that tree, however, when Radharani got separation of Krishna, when she felt huge separation of Krishna, she always used to come under the same tamarind tree. Why? Because no, at one time when Radharani, Krishna was there waiting for Radharani, and Radharani was not coming. So on her separation, Krishna, with extreme separation of Radharani, Krishna become fair from black. He become fair due to the extreme separation of Radharani. He got the same mood, same body color. And similarly, when Krishna is not there, Radharani came, if Radharani come early and if she don't see Krishna around there, or if Krishna come late, then Radharani start calling Krishna and she feel extreme separation. And with those extreme separation, she become black. So I will do a separate video on that. I was having all those videos, but I accidentally gave all that to them. Anyway, few days back there was Gopastami, so that's why the cows were in Vrindavan. Women, they use turmeric. They use turmeric and put this kind of mark on the cows, and it believed that if there is any bad line in your hand, this all goes away by the mercy of cow. Even this kid doing parikman cycle with their father, say Yamuna Maya is there, Yamuna Maya ki jai. So while doing parikma, you can have the darshan of Yamuna Maya too. So in Vrindavan, there is either lot of sadhu or lot of grahastha, or sometimes equal. Both sadhu and grahastha are equal in number. This one is also a very famous place. Not famous, hardly people know about this place. Still, I'll tell you. There one Mataji, there was one old Mataji, and she was using grinder, a hand grinder to grind. And she always, all the time, she used to grind like this. And by grinding, some grains, she got wheat, atta. So one day, the sadhu were complaining and praying to the Lord, "My dear Lord, I don't know which kind. Whenever we trying to hear your glories or whenever trying to read your book, the Mataji who is staying here, she always grind the heavy grinder. Earlier there was a grinder, heavy grinder made of rocks. It's very good for health. Even I'm looking that to have in my own home. It's very good for women's health too. So she always used to grind, and due to that, the noise, we are not able to read or focus or chant. So then Krishna, one day when she was grinding, then Krishna came and put his feet on the grinder and told Mataji that, "Please now stop. Due to you, my devotees are not able to chant or sing or anything." So then Mataji is complaining that if I stop doing grinding, then how will I get money to make my expenses? So then Krishna said that, "No, by seeing my footprint on this grinder, people will come and they will give you some dakshina to maintain yourself." So that grinder and Krishna's footprint, finger, some print is still there. I don't know whether if I have that picture. I'll try to show you the picture after the video. And next to that is, I'll share. Next to that, on the right hand side, is a root. from where you can go to Radha Damodar Temple, Nidhivan, Mirabai Temple, Seva Kunj, all those places. And this one is Chirghat. Although this one is, there is written Chirghat, but this is not actual Chirghat. The actual Chirghat is in Nandghat side. So this place is also known as Chirghat, but in this place Krishna not took away the clothes of gopis and not requesting them to show to surrender themselves totally. In this Chirghat, what Krishna did that, no, Krishna in a mood of playing, he hide the gopis' dress, and he also no came back on the same river with taking bath. But there is not such a leela where no gopi is exposing herself totally in a mood of surrender to Krishna. That leela doesn't took place here. That leela took place in a different place. We'll see some of our videos in future. So there are another route goes to right side of this temple from here. If you go to through this route, you will go to Nidhivan also, and you'll also go to Radha Raman Temple, Radha Gokulananda, all those temple you can go through this route. So by doing walking parikrama, you will no, you will go to you will you can go to all those holy places. So now we are moving to Kesi Ghat, and the Yamuna Maya is there. She is my daughter. She also did parikrama with me, and her grandmother, not my mother, means Nani. Her Nani was also there. So this is Kesi Ghat. So Kesi Ghat, why name? Its name is Kesi Ghat because Krishna killed Kesi demon at this spot. That's why this name of this place is Kesi Ghat. The Kesi Ghat is very beautiful river bank, and it's made by some kings very nicely. They decorate this ghat very nicely, so it looks very attractive. Every day on 6 p.m. there is a Yamuna Aarti on this ghat. It's a very beautiful experience. You must try if you come to Vrindavan. You must go to Kesi Ghat one evening. The
Prabhuji,
many
at
mother
6 p.m. what? Sorry,
Yamuna
Pinter. 6 p.m. what you told?
Aarti, Yamuna Aarti at Kesi Ghat every day.
Ah, okay.
So if anyone come, they can go to attend this Yamuna Aarti. It's very beautiful, very nice bhajan, everything. And there are a lot of small rooms are there on this Kesi Ghat, and many sadhu babajis, even female sadhus, they used to stay on this Kesi Ghat on the different small rooms or little bit of pathway there. So
Prabhuji, these goes to Mathura.
yes, it comes from Mathura. There was a before Yogi Adityanath, there was a fool who was chief minister of Uttar Pradesh, and he made one. He thought to make a Yamuna little smaller, and so he make put a concrete in between of Yamuna River, and so that become that look very odd. In between whole river there is a concrete and all, and the kids trying to take coins through the magnet. The Yamuna. Many people they throw coins, which actually throwing coins in holy water is actually very good. In long time back, that it's like in there is Babaji and the. Okay. I read that it took all the if there is some negativity, like some germs or something are there in the river, so that all no destroyed, something like that. My wife knows better this thing. So whenever she go to river, she throw coins in river. Even on earlier times, people used to throw even gold to the river, which considered very auspicious. So now we are on Kesi Ghat, and the pathways is little thinner, small, and a lot of people there. Okay, so we took another way to keep on walking. So as there is no enough water now, the water usually comes up to that level, high level, only during rainy season. So we use this place to walk, and during Shraddha Paksh, when people used to offer food or anything or do tarpan for their forefather, their whole 1 week or 15 days, people used to do tarpan on Keshi Ghat. It is said that like Neha people doing yagya, tarpan, everything on Keshi Ghat. It is said that if one do tarpan on Keshi Ghat, that is equal of doing tarpan of doing on in Gaya. Tarpan is a kind of offering to the forefathers, which they expect from their generations to give. It is very auspicious too. And then there is a Yamuna Maiya temple on Keshi Ghat, where Krishna killing Keshi, and also the Yamuna Maiya above, Yamuna Maiya ki jai. After Keshi Ghat is Dhir Samir Ghat. Dhir means slow, slow down, slow, and Samir means wind. So in this particular place, wind move slowly, because Radharani and Krishna doing their different Leela. So Dhir Samir Ghat, let me see if there is anything written about Dhir Samir Ghat. And this particular place near to Dhir Samir Ghat is Vanshivat, Gopeshwar Mahadev Temple. All are in this area, Srinivas Acharya Kunj, and many places. Is selling so much chips. Jiva Goswami Samadhi. Okay. Punnamashi. गदाधर दंत समाधि श्रीनिवास आचार्य केंद्र समीर. ओके, लेट मी रीड अबाउट लिटिल बिट ऑफ धीर समीर. आफ्टर एंजॉयिंग रास लीला पास टाइम विद द गोपीज, कृष्णा केम टू दिस प्लेजिंग स्पॉट accompanied by all the gopis to relax on the bank of Yamuna, where there was always a very cooling breeze. The word Dhir Samir means gentle breeze. In this Brajrati Chintamani, it is said, one time when Sri Krishna had gone a little distance from Vanshivat, a gentle breeze sprang up from his flute playing. That place become known as Dhir Samir. A gentle breeze sprang up from his flute playing. So the breeze which one can have experience on Dhir Samir Ghat is a breeze comes from Krishna's flute. After resting as Dhir Samir for some time, Krishna and the gopis would enter the crystal clear water of the nearby Yamuna river and refresh themselves by swimming and sporting in the cooling water. There were formerly two sandy beaches known Ras Pulin and Yamuna Pulin, located in the middle of.
located in the middle of Yamuna, where Krishna and the gopis enjoy many wonderful pastimes. The word Pulin means sand bank or small island located middle of the river. After feasting on various forest fruit, Krishna expanded himself by his yogamaya potency and simultaneously entered the many flower bed-decked bowers, or means kunjas, to lie down on a bed of flower petals next to each gopis. In this way, Krishna fulfilled the desire of each gopis to spend the night holding Krishna in their arms and embracing him to their heart's content. Krishna had to give a promise to the gopis when he stole their garments during the Katyayani Vrat that in the near future they would be able to enjoy him as their husband in the forest group of Vrindavan. Thus, Krishna fulfilled his promise to the gopis in Braj. Okay. The Bhakti Ratnakar said, O Srinivas, at this place, dear Samir, Krishna performed endless pastimes in the forest group. The wonderful meeting of Radharani and Krishna at the place is released by their dear associates. O Srinivas, see, here is the Manikarnika. In this forest, Krishna had many pastimes. At this place, Krishna pacified Radharani's when she was in an angry mood. In the area of Dhir Samir, there is a forest group known as Manikarnika, and within that group was the Man Bhanjan Sthal, where Krishna very expertly dissipated the jealous anger of Srimati Radharani. The word Man means jealous anger, and Bhanjan means break. So, moving to the next spot, this is Moksha Dham, where people are, those who left their body, were burned in this place. The sadhus doing kirtan. Sorry. Nani gayi. Actually, her old mother, you know, she has very weak memory, and so there is always a chances that we lost her while doing parikrama. So today we lost her 3 times in the parikrama. So a lot of Bhagavat Kathakars are there who were giving Bhagavad Katha on different places during the month of Kartik. Okay, this is one other temple, Jagannath Temple. Okay, this is Jagannath Ghat. So there is one story related to this place. There was a sadhu who was doing bhajan at this place. There was a sadhu who was doing bhajan at this place. Name was Haridas, but not our Haridas Acharya. Yes, not even this Swami Haridas. It's a different Haridas. So he got darshan of Lord Jagannath in his dream, where Jagannath was telling that after a few days there is Nav Kalevar. Nav Kalevar means changing the old body of Jagannath, which happens on after every 12 years or 8 years when there is two special days are there. On that time it happened on every 12 years most probably. So Jagannath told that Haridas that please go to Vrindavan and tell the king, perhaps Purushottam Dev or some other king were there, and the Pandas, tell them to give you the old body of Jagannath, and you collect that body and means the old deity of Jagannath, Baladeva and Subhadra. You collect that old deity of Jagannath, Baladeva, Subhadra, and establish them on this place near to Yamuna River in Vrindavan. So that devotee become very excited, and he with the help of other devotees, they all went to Jagannath Puri
And then he told that to the Panda and even to the king. So they were saying that, how would we believe you? How would we believe you? Because you are telling, but no, we don't have any instruction of Jagannath. So we'll not allow you to take the old deity of Jagannath. Usually the ceremonies like that. The old deity of Jagannath within the Sri temple, within the Jagannath temple, there is a particular site where they buried the old deity of Jagannath under the ground. So that what they do on every 12 years. But he said, no, this time please don't bury that and give it to us. It was instruction of Jagannath himself. But they don't believe, and so they don't allow him to take the old deity of Jagannath. And he became very upset, and he gave up his food and all, and he said, I will die here, but I will not go without Jagannath. And then at night, Jagannath came into the dream of king and in the priest, Panda, head Panda, and Jagannath told his desire that I want to go to Vrindavan in my old deity form with that devotee. So I called him all the way to Vrindavan. So please allow my old deity to take away by him. So hearing this dream, Purushottam Dev or the king of Puri and the head put Panda, they called this Haridas and gave him the deity. Not only that, they make all arrangement of nice taking the deity all to Vrindavan from Jagannath Puri, and they give all other important aspects like dresses and different things to offer to Jagannath, and they give a lot of security also to carry the deity. So usually the Rath Yatra is every here from Sri Mandir. Sri Mandir means Jagannath Puri, there is Sri Mandir, up to the Gundicha temple, which is around, I think, 5 kilometer or 6 kilometer. But once there was a Rath Yatra also, which took place, with the biggest Rath Yatra, which starts from Jagannath Puri up to Vrindavan. And it goes all through all the major cities, and people saw the Jagannath in their places. So the biggest Rath Yatra took place by Jagannath of this particular temple. But the deity of this temple is quite small in comparison with Jagannath temple of Jagannath Puri. So if possible, someday I will make a separate video on this place also. The pastime is the same. Moving on, little further, there is on left hand side is Devraha Baba Ashram. He is one of the very famous saint, Devraha Baba. It was said that no, the former first prime minister Dr. Rajendra Prasad, when he was a small boy, he used to come with his grandfather to take darshan of Devraha Baba, and when he became the president, or that time when he come, the Devraha Baba was still look same. In his childhood, the way he saw Devraha Baba, even when he became old, that time also he saw Devraha Baba in the same way. No changes at all, although he become old. So even many people don't know how old he was, Devraha Baba. So now Devraha Baba is no more, but his samadhi is there on the bank of Yamuna. And there is one more place in this very place, that is Rajghat. See, the small boy also, he is doing parikrama. So once place is known as Rajghat. Though the Rajghat is little out the other side of Parikma, it's not can be seen from Parikma path. So Rajghat, there when gopis used to go to nearby market, when she used to cross the boat, so the boatman said, "Sab gopir nebo ami ana ana. I will take one ana from each gopi. While I'll sab gopir ami theke ami nebo ana ana. Radharani theke ami nebo kane shona. But from Radharani, I like to take her golden earring." And so the other gopis asked, "From us, you will take only ana, means a very small amount. And from Radharani, you will take her golden earring. Why?" So then the boatman, he said, "No, you people are beggars. If you people are servant. So so what more can I expect from you people? So one ana is a huge amount for you. So you can give that. But this girl, no, the superior among all of you, she is the queen. She is the princess, daughter of Bhishmanu Maharaj, the king. So from the king, at least we can expect one golden earring. Likewise." So then later on, then that particular Leela, gopis understand that that boatman is none other than Krishna himself. So then Radharani pulled the ear of the boatman, and that is Krishna, and put her earring on Krishna's ear. So so there is a temple here where Jagannath Swami is there. I'll show you that one after a few minutes. And this place on the screen is called Tatiya Sthan. And Tatiya Sthan, it's related to Swami Haridas Sampradaya, Pustimark Sampradaya. And one thing about them which I came to know just a few days back, that every morning the sadhus of this place, they take chalni. Chalni means one kind of net which hold strong things and allow small things to pass. So they take some that kind of thing, a net, and they came to this place. And they take out all very very stones by through these nets, or they take out all the hard stones every morning. It's their duty. Why they take out the hard stone? Because they believe that every day Radharani and Krishna used to come to this place to do dance. So it's our duty is to take out the small stones even. So there is no much modernization in this place, but this place is very beautiful, called Tatiya Sthan. Although they don't follow Ekadashi. Today I went there, I saw they are not following Ekadashi. Even in Vrindavan, very few, some of the temples, they don't follow Ekadashi, like Swami Hitharivans or Swami Haridas. So moving to next place. So many people were walking. Just few more minutes left. Just keep little patience. So in between, one more place called Pani Ghat. So once Durvasa Rishi, he came to Vrindavan. That's the first time he did Ekadashi, actually. Durvasa Rishi, usually he don't do Ekadashi, but the first time he do Ekadashi, he did aparadh on Ambarish Maharaj, and later on he became devotee and he came to Vrindavan. He did Ekadashi. Even Radharani and gopis came to know that Durvasa Muni is in Vrindavan and he is doing Ekadashi. So Radharani, on the day of Dwadashi, Radharani and all the gopis take beautiful prasad for Durvasa Rishi. So before going, Durvasa Rishi was across the Yamuna river, he was there. So he asked Krishna, "Krishna, we have so many things to carry and there is no boatman on that region. So how we will cross the river Yamuna?" So Krishna said, "Go to the river bank and tell Yamuna, if Krishna is a brahmachari, if he never touch a woman, any female, then please allow us to go." So Gopi start laughing that, "Are, how would you become a brahmachari? You all the time roaming around gopis. You are not a brahmachari." But Krishna said, "Go there and say these things and see what happened. If it's true, then Yamuna will give you space to go. And if it's not true, then she will not allow." Gopi said, "Nah, we know it's not true." But Krishna said, "Oh, still you go." So gopis go there and they said, "If Krishna is a brahmachari, then please allow us to go." And immediately River Yamuna she separate and gopis got way to go across the river by walking. So gopis go there and they offer all the food to Durvasa Muni. Durvasa Muni ate everything. And then when Gopi is about to return, they forgot how will we return. So they ask Durvasa Muni that, "Durvasa Muni, please tell me how we can cross the river Yamuna." So Durvasa Rishi said that, "If Durvasa read eat only dubba ghas," is a ghas is a grass. There is a separate grass called dubba. Durvasa used to eat only that grass, nothing else. So if Durvasa not eat anything apart from the that grass, then please allow us to go." And they said, "Now, just now you ate all the food prepared by us, and now you're telling that you don't eat anything other than the grass." So Durvasa she said, "Go and say at least this thing." And when they went, and then when they said like that, immediately River Yamuna gives space them to go. And when they checked their pots, they found that all the prasad which she gave to Durvasa Muni, they all everything was there on his plate. So Krishna, he is a brahmachari also, he is non-brahmachari also, he is everything. And Durvasa Muni that time he gave blessings to Radharani that you prepare so nice, I give you blessing that whoever eat of food prepared by you will never get any disease, and he will get strength, and no demon can harm that person." Hearing this blessings, Mother Yashoda requesting Radharani that, "Please, from tomorrow onwards, you please prepare food for our Krishna so that he get safe from the demons, and also he must not get any disease." So which Radharani accepted, and she always used to cook Krishna. She never repeat any item. So that Pani Gao is there, and people become kids sometimes. Even there are a lot of people who's cleaning Vrindavan Parikrama Marg every day, every time. That's why people can walk on Vrindavan Parikrama Marg nicely. And now you can see the ashram of Neem Karoli Baba. He is very famous. It is said that he is the guru of Steve Jobs or the Mark Zuckerberg and likewise. So his samadhi was there in this place in Vrindavan. He is a very great devotee of Krishna. He got blessings of Hanumanji as well. He have very mystical power like Devraha Baba. Devraha Baba can walk on water too. And same like he can, he have a strength that his disciple used to see him same time in many places. Prabhupada also have a similar power that he's there is some incident when Prabhupada also told one thing like that on the Parikma. Even the people who is in, have, this is the ashram of Neem Karoli Baba. Many people knows him, so I thought to show you. And that one, that temple over there is a Jagannath temple. There is a Jagannath, only one Jagannath. There is no Baladev, no Subhadra. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, while doing the Parikrama, he used to take rest in this place, though, there is Chaitanya Baithak as well. And so, usually Jagannath don't have ear, but here Jagannath have ear also, which not, I'll not show you in the video. I have picture, I'll show you, I'll try to show you. And on that ear, Jagannath have earring, which Radharani put when Krishna was there as a boatman. So next to that, on Parikrama Marg, some small girls, they become, act as a Radharani or Krishna. Some serving water on Vrindavan Parikrama Marg. Likewise, this Vrindavan Parikrama. And this one is a ashram of Swami Aniruddha Acharya, Gauri Gopal Ashram. He is very famous speaker, Bhagavat Kathakar. He used to serve many cows, and he have old age home for old ladies of Vrindavan. Although that ashram is not nice ashram, but not up to the my expectations, but still it's nice. They take care of the old ladies, and this is his ashram. He is the person, but he have huge patience. He always used to talk with people and encourage them to do bhakti. Really nice. Some sadhus of Vrindavan, many sadhus of Vrindavan is very motivational, and they use all their skills to engage people in devotion. He used to talk with people even 5 to 6 hours and listen everyone's problem, what is your problem, and he tried to give them solutions. Some tell their family problems, even he listen family problems of people and give them encouragement. So this end of our parikrama, I start from this Lalita Ashram, where from there my house is 5 minutes, 10 minutes. And I end on the very same spot. Some girl walking on the rope. So this is Vrindavan Darshan, Vrindavan Parikrama. Thank you. Today I took a little extra time. Before the end of this, before making end, I'll show you the Jagannath earring. Vrindavan, spiritual, not photography, Braj, then Mathura Vrindavan, okay. Yeah, Jagannath. Okay, yes. Jagannath Swami Nayana Pataka. Okay. Here, if you see, this is the only deity of Jagannath in which I have seen that have ears. Here, Jagannath have ears, and on that pujari, he put earring. Usually Jagannath don't have ears, but here one can see. It's this ear, Radharani put earring. And the deity of Jagannath, that is Murari Gupta deity. Murari Gupta, he is a Hanumanji in Gaur Lila. And that deity belongs to him. He took all that deity all the way from Navadvip to Vrindavan. And while going back, he trying to take the deity back with him. So the deity saying, Jagannath saying that, no, I don't go outside of Vrindavan. So Murari Gupta left the Jagannath here. Jagannath here alone. There is no Baladev, no Subhadra. Shri Radhe Shyam. Then Mahaprabhu, while doing Parikrama, he used to take rest at this place. So the darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at this place. I tried to take the picture of Jagannath here from another angle. From while in winter time, the Jagannath, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu feeling cold. So thank you for having Vrindavan Parikrama with me. Jai Jai Shri Radhe Shyam.
Thank you so much, Guruji.
Thank you so much, Guruji.
Very beautiful Parikrama and so enthusiastic. Your daughter is very enthusiastic to go on the Parikrama with you. So wonderful.
Yeah, even she to go on the Parikrama or by walk. Only thing is that she need her father next to her.
Thank you so much for coming down. We also went with you today for the Parikrama. Thank you for taking this. It was live for us. I wanted to take
all of you to Vrindavan Parikrama on Ekadashi. So I kept this day today.
Very, very thankful to you, Prabhuji. No words.
Doing Mansik Vrindavan Parikrama is far good than doing physical Parikrama, because in physical your mind sometimes go there. But Mansik, I know you all always on this place. And Krishna also see.
Actually,
how
can
my
we go in person also? Yeah, go ahead.
Krishna even also see how my devotees are trying hard to get me to go to my places. And I'm very, 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 very much sure that he is very happy from all of you that you took so much time to do Vrindavan Parikrama. So whoever...
Especially you, Prabhuji, you take us in a dham.
No, actually, the one who make this arrangement of idea of doing Vrindavan Parikrama online, that person should get extra blessings.
Both.
Yeah.
Those who taking dham.
I'm only the servant here. If you give me seva, then only I'm happy here. But thank you for engaging me and having this wonderful idea. So we'll continue our Braj Yatra as long as I have a huge book. So I will finish, then only I will leave you, not before that. Even not after that too. Yeah. Anyone have any question or anything? And if any feedback, I don't know how things are going on. Whenever I leave class, I just close my eye and keep talking. So I don't know whether you understand or not. But I really trying very hard, making videos go on the spot, making video for all of you. Only intention that you all should get more and more love for Vrindavan, and then you will get more wonderful taste and realization and connection with Krishna. So my only intention is to give it to Vrindavan. So I hope you get you will not forget all these classes and remember Vrindavan.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. We are very, very grateful to you for continuously trying and taking us and showing us live videos. Very, very grateful to you. Hare Krishna. Dear devotees, we'll end the call here. Manta kalpata rupyatta kripasya patitana pavani yo vaishnave
namo
koti vaishnavrinda ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sanjay Nityananda Prabhuji
ki jai.
Sridham Vrindavan Dham ki jai. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Ekadashi again to all of you.
Very beautiful Parikrama, Prabhuji. You made our day. Thank you for this lovely gift on Ekadashi. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
I appreciate all the trouble you are taking, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji for your seva. Jai